subdivision 2008-24, Greg and Charlotte Hastings, Hastings Heritage, an amended condition.
Mr. Chairman, this is basically a request to clarify one of the conditions of approval. Condition number 7 requires a 30-foot forested agricultural buffer along boundaries bordering on any lands used primarily for agricultural purposes. The eastern and western boundaries are both used for agriculture. The engineers provided a 30-foot buffer except where the existing green field located that serves an existing manufactured home. And it's also no buffer in the vicinity of the two proposed stormwater management ponds. They're proposing to erect a privacy fence to tie into the buffer where the green field's located. They're also requesting the buffer not be required in the vicinity of the stormwater management ponds. I provided each of you copies of the preliminary plan and the letter from Mr. Christianberry explaining the request. This application was heard one time. Commission denied it. July 29th of 08, County Council adopted a new buffer ordinance with a 20-foot buffer around the perimeter of all subdivisions. So basically, this application should be subject to that 20-foot buffer, not the 30-foot buffer.
I would agree with that.
Based on when it was approved?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it was filed November. Actually, it was filed after the new ordinance.
That's what I mean, right.
Essentially, it was a new application.
Okay.
Was that a 20-foot buffer around
everything?
All subdivisions, but did we do away with the 30-foot agricultural buffers?
No. I don't think we did away with it. That's a different.
Mm-hmm.
So
different.
Are we addressing, is this really... Isn't the 30-foot buffer required because of the agricultural?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not the 20-foot.
Right. But it's in the absence of any other requirement, the county council wants a 20-foot all the way around.
Yeah.
If there's no other requirement that makes it wider, so it's like a minimum on every property line.
Yeah, many tree farms.
Well.
Now.
Or does that new ordinance void that?
One of my concerns, and I'll ask council concerning this. I know we've had we have one subdivision where stormwater management ponds are considered forested buffer. Now, are we going to be opening the door for stormwater management ponds and now replace forested buffers after we had council was very specific? You know, about addressing what a forested buffer is.
Well, somewhat of that's the difference. Since then, they had the ordinance that Mr. Abbott was talking about, where you've got to have it 20 feet around the whole place, stormwater management or not. Some of that went back to the cluster ordinance that talked about buffers being where there were lots. I mean, 1525E3 talks about the forested buffer area with a minimum width of 30 feet shall be provided for lots abutting an agricultural area. So that's, you know, the thing with the code has historically been, until council put this new requirement in, is that there was references to buffers all over the place and there was exceptions and everything else. So, but if it's got to have 20 feet all the way around it.
Well, this is an adjoining ag land, so it's going to go through to 30.
Yeah,
that's right.
Right.
So we go from 30 to none when the minimum is at least 20.
Well, we can ask for anything. I think the issue is probably, and if you want to hear from, I'm sorry.
Please. No, I was listening to you.
If you'd like to hear from an certainly can. I'm thinking the issue is as much to trying to preserve the forest land in the stormwater management area. Then I think that's what we, you know, what we have to decide is which one is. Who we prefer, you know, which one might be more important. I have to tell you, I'm a little bit concerned when we start making exceptions to the ag land buffer because we just have not been doing that I know of. Mr. Lank, do you recall that?
Ever do an exception on ag land?
The ag land.
There were a couple applications where we advertised a waiver.
Yeah, right.
Of the requirements, but that wasn't done on this one.
Yeah, okay.
Similar to a waiver on street construction or something, they need to have to ask for it to be able to put its requirement.
Yeah, okay. Can I hear from the applicant's representative or? Okay, sure. Mr. Christianberry, step right up.
Good afternoon, Ken Christianberry, Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown. This is a bit of an unusual case in that
the existing septic system. There's really two separate issues. Okay, I'll start with the existing septic system. This is the preliminary plan that was approved, which lists all your conditions of approval. And this is the one that was actually used in the zoning hearing. The only difference should really be what conditions y'all requested that were added to the plan. On the plan, we did indicate the existing septic system, which serves the existing house. We called out that an easement was to be requested. We indicated that a privacy fence would be placed on there. I thought we made all that fairly clear during our presentation and had hoped that we would have that resolved by whatever conditions, or at least clear, and it wasn't. I guess if that would have been the intent of the commission, I would have expected them to say, well, go ahead and remove that system and put a buffer there. That's why I came back today. But that's quite simple. Just the intent is to leave the existing septic system available for the home that's already there. In order to provide some privacy, that fence can be put in. I think if you look at the aerial photographs, you get a pretty good idea about what privacy issues there may be. And we do have Mr. Robinson referenced the cluster ordinance. This is a cluster. It's a half-acre cluster development. Every lot does have a 30-foot buffer between it and the neighboring properties. Actually, this buffer in here next to the road is 40 feet wide because of the layout of the road. But in this area where this is open space, that's where the septic is. That septic would not even be a part of the lot. We actually indicated an easement on the preliminary plan to allow the septic to remain and serve the existing home here. For the stormwater management, this is what we have designed based on the plan, the way it was drawn and presented at the preliminary approval. This has been submitted to the Conservation District. We don't have any kind of final approval back. If this buffer were to extend all the way to Route 404, this pond size would come down significantly, and either this pond will be expanded, a pond will be added in this wooded open space, or both. There are no existing trees to preserve on anywhere from this point forward. It's all wide open. And back here, we have mature forest that we would assume we would much rather leave intact if that's at all possible. I think this is a classic case where the one-size-fits-all buffer doesn't always fit well. On this project, I feel like the buffer of existing trees to remain makes more sense than putting trees between this field up against the highway and this pond. But obviously, this decision rests with you, gentlemen.
Do you anticipate losing any of those trees with the installation of the on-site waste disposal systems of some of the homes?
Each lot, we did show our best estimate on the preliminary plan that was reviewed during the hearing. And each lot, of course, is going to have some kind of a drain field that. Yeah, we showed sort of a tree removal line that, you know, there are going to be areas on each lot where a septic will need to be installed. The hatched areas are where the soils were found to be a appropriate for on-site wastewater disposal. So those areas, you'll have the home and then an area for the drain field installed as well.
And I apologize if I missed it, if you already covered this. Have you had conversations with the Soil Conservation District, any pre-development to about get an idea of siting and sizing for your
For stormwater yes. management?
Yes.
Yes, I did meet with the Conservation District, and I've met with the Denrec tax ditch drainage people as well, because both the ditch along the side is a tax ditch prong, and this is the Leighton Vaughn tax ditch. So we had some easement issues to get resolved, as well as placement of the ponds.
Is there anything that would prevent you from planting trees in the slope of the stormwater drainage pond?
I'm not sure maintenance-wise that's a great idea. I think it can physically be done, but I'm not sure that it's I'm not sure that that's the best way to do it. But I can certainly we can spec that out on the plan. It can be done. It can be difficult to maintain.
We did. There was a project we had some problems with as far as the buffers being next to a stormwater pond, and the district, I believe, allowed just one row change. The Heron Bay project?
Yes.
The one row was allowed at the bank, but...
At the top of the bank?
Didn't go down into the bank. Right at the... Just at the edge of the bank.
The top of the bank?
I can't see them.
Sort of, I think it was on slope actually at the very beginning of it, but not at further down.
Not down near where the water is?
I'm just trying to remember. Yeah, the only place you're basically asking for an exception would be where the septic area is.
Septic area here, and then
shows
next to this.
Better on this drawing. Can you show us on
I'm
this?
Sorry. Septic area is right here. That's the existing septic as it was working today.
And where's the existing wood line?
The existing wood line ends right here. So we would plant trees along the back of this lot, and then this septic would remain, and it would be contained within an easement dedicated back to this lot. And then this buffer here is actually 40 feet wide from the end of that septic down to this pond. And then this pond would be full size in that area as well.
And it's only that one septic area, not the septic area for the other house?
The septic area for the other house is located here, and it falls outside of the 30-foot easement we have there.
And your theory is that by doing that, you can save the trees in that other plan.
It's easier to see on the other exhibit. Give me 1 second. I've run the numbers, and I've gotten this plan on the left. I've worked up a design that I've submitted to the district that I believe they're going to approve. If this buffer continues all the way out to the Route 404, the size of this pond will go down. In order to create the volume that I need to get the approval from the Conservation District, I have basically two options to recapture some volume. One is to come back here and clear that out. The other is to create a new facility right here. I'm not sure which one it would take to make this project work, but my personal preference is to leave the existing forest intact rather than extend an artificial buffer here where there's no residents on either side of the property line to protect.
Two exceptions, one in back of the existing septic.
One for the septic, and then one for the two ponds, but especially this pond on this side of the road. This pond, I may be able to extend that buffer and not have a problem, but this one, I think if I reduce that pond size by 30 feet along the entire length of it, I'm going to have to turn to one or both of these options in the back.
What if you only had to reduce it for 20 feet? What's that?
That would help. I mean, it would be better, but I still think I'm probably going to end up needing to make it up somewhere. And where I make it up is likely to be a forested area, which I would prefer to. I was able in the first design, this actually, I don't know if the topography shows up real well. About half this back pond is just an existing slope. The ground falls off quite a bit, about 4 or 5 foot drop, which is unusual in this area, about 80 feet from the tax ditch. And so just a small excavation area right in here, which really minimizes the footprint, minimizes the disturbance in the woods, which is the target that I was shooting for. We got that to work. So if we try to bump it back to here, this is actually high ground that's forest, so we're going to be doing quite a bit of disturbance to make up a small amount of volume, and it's back in the forested area. That my own thoughts are that more intact forest is a better product, not only construction cost-wise, but even in terms of how does it affect the neighbors. I mean, the only residential neighbor we have is right here. So we're going to push disturbance closer to the one house that actually adjoins our project. Look at this. This one's out of a different scale. There's really nobody else even close to being affected by what we're doing in terms of their residential property except this house right here. If we change from what's on the left to what's on the right, we're more likely to be doing more work in his backyard. And I think we can avoid doing that, but that's a concession that it would take in order to accomplish that.
Would 20 and 20 on both sides of the row eliminate the need to go in that woods?
Well, this here will probably leave it 40 feet because I don't think we need to relocate the row.
Two ponds.
Talking about there and there, it's tough to say. I don't know that I have enough surplus volume in those ponds to put much in there. Now, if Lawrence has had them agree to, say, a row of trees near the top.
No, I didn't have them. They allowed it based on pre-existing condition. The stormwater pond was already in. They needed the buffer.
Right.
That's the only reason that happened. I think that's the only time.
Only time I'm aware of.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
The difficulty is you got 30-foot buffer requirements from both the east, well, on the way your drawing is, the top and the bottom of the property because they're both ag.
Right. We also had a pretty significant tax ditch on the south side. If you look at the plat, by the time we're done pulling out on the south side, or I guess it's actually the west side, sorry. After reducing the easement from what it was, we have a 37-foot tax ditch easement, then a 30-foot buffer. We have a 67-foot offset from the western property line into the project, and then a buffer on the opposite side.
You can't buffer in the tax ditch either.
Correct, because they have the right to clear it for maintenance purposes. So half the tax ditch easement in the back is probably forested. There's not a 37-foot clearing from the top of the ditch bank to the forest. So there's a decent amount of forest in there right away, which will probably remain unless Denrick decides they spread dirt out in it. But I don't expect that to become an issue.
So it's been a creative challenge for you.
You could say that. It's been even more challenging for my client. It's been a long road for him. Had it not been for some other unforeseen circumstances, this would have been applied for under the old ordinance, and that may be a different scenario, because I believe I was pulled into the project about a month before that ordinance was adopted by council.
Mr. Chairman, I ask a question of our esteemed counsel.
Please.
What are our options about these, about the buffers, given what has happened? I mean, can you clarify that for me? Or maybe I'm the only one that's fuzzy, but
I tell you, on this one, I'd like some time to look at it myself and just review what it is they're asking for before I answer that question.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it was applied for right at the time that the two ordinances were overlapping.
Correct.
And there's a question on this one that's come up as to whether really it should have the 30-foot ag buffers, whether the new buffer ordinance of 20 feet is what it is around the whole thing. You know, I'm just not prepared to sit here right now and opine on that without reading that revised buffer ordinance again.
Well, and the other issue the other issue obviously that comes up for in this project and could come up in other projects is how do we address these existing drain fields and septic systems, and are we then going to have cookie cutter developments all over where we got, you know, the no trees and all that. This issue goes beyond just your project, from as far as I'm concerned, because once we make an exception or say, well, we can do that, then we're going to have that coming up with other potential issues where it's even more problematic because of more drain fields now. And in this case, it just may be a matter of the owner of the project just having to fork out the money for an additional septic system. But it may result, because maybe after you've had an opportunity to ponder before you opine. But I certainly would rather give you the opportunity to do that than come up with a motion for denial because of unclarity.
What I'm hearing, Ken, is that you don't know that there's 20 feet between the top of the bank of those drain fields, or the top of the bank of the ponds and the boundary.
Right now it's designed to be closer to the property line.
Okay. What, and how close is the drain field actually to the...
The drain field is, I think, only 10 feet away. Let me check the actual plan. It's not far. Basically, you need a privacy fence because you can't plant trees within 10 feet of a drain field.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think it's just 10 feet off the property line, which is the minimum Denrec allows. That's probably how it was spec'd out when they designed it.
But the stormwater management pond are proposed or not approved or established yet.
Correct.
Right.
Right.
Big difference.
Right. That's why.
The septic question is more interesting to me with that.
Yeah.
But it already exists. So
right.
Can you grant, should we not be allowed to grant a waiver? Should
existing.
We allow him to, he's basically being allowed to retain the two house lots that already exist, or two houses that already exist by redesign and layout of lots.
The thing is, on the stormwater management pond, one of the things, without, again, rereading it again for the umpteenth time, but granting a waiver when we don't know for sure that the design's going to require one from Sussex Conservation District. You know, in other words, are you going to design it and then request the waiver, you know, or
We showed the ponds in this position and layout on the preliminary plan that was submitted, but I don't know what that... Because it was my understanding under the old ag buffer that that was only required if you had lots, but I guess that was part of the cluster.
Yeah, that was under the cluster.
This one does have agriculture there, so I, you know, which buffer we're talking about is.
This application was filed 3 months after the ordinance changed.
Yes.
30-foot buffer is required because it's ag either way.
Well, that's something I want to look at too.
It's a state law.
Oh, well, okay. I mean, I'm talking about our ordinance.
Our regulation is similar to the state's. Yeah. The wording's just a tad different on what you put into your deeds.
Well, and it changed up the 30 to the 20 when they redid the whole buffer.
I'm not questioning that.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Chairman, can I make a motion?
Right.
At this point, or?
Somebody.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision number 2008-24, Greg and Charlotte Hastings, condition, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second. So moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2008-24, Greg and Charlotte Hastings, Hastings Heritage, amending condition to allow the commission more time to deliberate and to allow our attorney to ponder and opine. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next